you know, the Democrats have used this constitutional crisis phrase time and time and time again, over and over and over and over. And they do everything. They project. Everything they do, they project constantly, continuously, all the time. And it is influential. It is deceptive. It is confusing to people. And it is sad, okay? And once again, just for the recording, you're listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, sponsored by Coins Plus, Friday, November 6th. If my dad were still on the earth, today would be his birthday. And he's not, but happy birthday, Pops. He'd be 85. So, and boy, would he be wowing on this thing, folks. I don't even know where to begin. I personally believe, I really, really believe that we're being overthrown. I mean, this, and we're, and you know, I'll be honest with you, I can't even believe my eyes. The new game is do whatever you want and suffer no consequences. This is the liberal agenda. Folks, we are at a point, and I'm telling you, I was communicating with a liberal friend of mine this morning and laying out all the facts and details, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, sarcastic. Oh, it's a big conspiracy. Everybody's in on it, you know. I mean, do they not understand? Nope. Here's my take. This will blow you. If you're a Democrat or a lefty, you're not going to like what I have to say. You've got two schools of thought. You get fed lie after lie after lie after lie after lie about these terrible, horrible, rotten Republicans, okay? And I'm not going to say everybody who's Republicans this or that. In general, the Republican Party rebounds everything they do. Hypothetically, comes from is the genesis is God. It's morality. It's Judeo-Christian morals. Conservative means traditional. We stick to the, you know, the ways of our founding fathers. We live according to their wishes, okay? That's the whole thing with Trump getting RBG in the Supreme Court. Or RBG. After RBG passed, it's like him getting Amy Comey, whatever, I lost it right now, Bryant or something like that. How about that for wonderful? Anyway, the point is, she's an originalist. Her theory, her legal philosophy is to honor what the law states and what is in its intent was. I was speaking to an attorney earlier this week about it, about the whole concept of originalism. And when the law's laid down, that's what it's supposed to be. We're in a constitutional republic. They set forth a system that's supposed to be workable. It's changeable through amendments to the Constitution. In fact, Madison, when they were doing the 10 amendments to the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, he opposed it because he said, no one will ever try to use this system to steal the rights of the citizen. Well, he missed one minor point, and that minor point is called human nature, the same as socialism. Socialism, a.k.a. communism, one and the same. People are like, oh, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. You show me one good socialist country that ever existed. And then, you know, Bernie Sanders was like, well, Denmark, you know, Denmark does this. And Denmark came out, the prime minister, and said, folks, we're not socialist. We're capitalist. They do have some, you know, some government-run health care and things like that, but it's very expensive. But it's very, you know, it's a small, small, small country. There is no historical precedent of a socialist country succeeding in anything other than genocide and extreme poverty and a complete lack of innovation, lack of invention, complete apathy and lethargy of the citizens. I mean, you look at what happened in Russia, Soviet Union. It flips the Bible on its head. You know, the Soviet Union is I mean, the homes are run primarily by the women. Okay, now, some of the ERA women, that's great. But the thing is, the reason that that's the case is because the men, excuse the term, have been neutered. They get neutered. You can't make money. You're a robot that produces widgets. The only way you can get a bigger house back during the Soviet Union was to have more kids. So the wife, you know, would be the chairman of the home or whatever you want to call it. And it just flips everything right on its head. It turns things over upside down and backwards. Okay, and it's terrible. Now, I never, ever, 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 ever thought I'd see this day, folks. We've got election contention. You know, people spin it different ways. You know, you listen to one host and they're like, it's a socialist coup. You bet your tail it's a socialist coup. That's the hypothetical. That's the philosophical. Today I want to bounce through the factual. How are they doing this? What are they doing? Why are they doing it? You know, like I said, I was communicating with a liberal friend, and his whole thing is, it doesn't matter. We won. Get out, Trump. This is going to get ugly. Folks, this is hate. This is, I've said it over and over, and I'll say it again. You would not allow your children to play this way. You know, junior high for me was it's a tough time, and our kids, it was tough. It's when kids get a little bit off their rocker. They get mean, and they get hurtful, and they get brutal, and they bully. This is what we got going on. We've been lied to and deceived. And you know what the problem is with the liberal mindset? People just know what team they're on, and then they pick the news station to feed the agenda, the narrative. First of all, Fox News is out, okay? You got MSNBC, which is more liberal than Pravda was in Russia. Pravda is a great comparative because Karl Marx said, give me the media and the school systems, and I care not what the rest of society does. I will take it over, and I mean, he was quoted as saying, in some cases, weeks. Here we are, folks. If you don't know what happened, let's talk about it, okay? I got some notes I wrote. Forgive me if some of them are a little bit crazy, because I was typing and typing and typying on my old cellular, and I'm telling you, I got a XS Max iPhone. We get COVID, so Apple basically sells nothing for months and months and months. So what they do is they come out now with a big old update, and they just bomb the phone. My phone, you know, they change the format. The thing just works like, you know, like gumbo. I mean, it's terrible. And they've trashed it, my friends. But you know why? Because then you go get a new one. They don't have a new product. They just force you into it. Years back, they had a lawsuit. A gal who worked there, who knows where she is now, probably dead, but she came out and whistle blew. She said Apple intentionally created creates updates to trash phones. So they consolidated the theory to say, well, they're slowing the phone down on purpose, so you want a new one. Apple's best attorneys went to work on that one. So here's the solution, Apple, those poor people. At the time, they had 108 million cell phones active at the time, actively activated and connected to the system, the matrix. So they came out. Here was their kind, generous settlement. They said, okay, Well, when the phone gets slowed down, it eats up the battery life. So we are going to offer all of our clients a new battery for just $39.95. When's the last time you paid $39.95 for a battery other than your car, for an electronic? So these poor, poor Apple, they had to lose all this money. Of 108 million phones, the last I saw a couple of years ago, they had almost 38 million people come and get the new battery for basically $40. So this poor Apple, by bombing the phone, only sold $1.5 billion worth of batteries. Man, I don't know how they get by, and I'm not sarcastic at all. But, you know, I just had to do that because that's a really good use of your time. I'm frustrated with what they do. I mean, you know, they charge a small fortune, an arm and a leg for these things. And then you just can't keep a phone. And I got people, I don't understand how they do it. They go, well, I just don't do the updates. It's like, okay, when I don't do the updates, my phone freezes up. I mean, it freezes up. Like, you ain't doing nothing, brother. You're going to be doing the update. Or you're going to be sitting here looking at a big brick of lead. I don't know how else it works. Maybe someone's got a secret weapon out there. So anyway, I just had to say that because I'm flustered by what's going on. I am very flustered. So here we go. Now, I understand there's people that are Democrats and there's good people out there and all that stuff, but you got to look at the big picture, the party leadership, okay? It's so crazy when they're like, oh, it's a conspiracy. You're just a conspiracy. No, you got a small group of leaders, small as in, you know, dozens, the same ones that pulled all the Russia hoax. We got documentation now that Hillary came out and started, you know, she's the one. Obviously, we knew that her organization, the Democratic whatever that was overseen by our DNC, funded the Steele dossier, okay? Steele, I can't remember his name, maybe Michael Steele or something. He was supposedly an ex-MI6 agent or whatever from Great Britain, hated Trump. Oh, do they hate Trump. So he cooks up and concocts all this phony malarkey lie. And then they run with it and they try to character assassinate Trump. Folks, I'm going to say something you ain't hear. Poor Trump. This poor man, this is so sad. He's never gotten a day of respect. Oh, it's all his fault, you know, this big mouth. Hey, I'll be the first one to tell you. I was talking to another friend today, and I'm like, he makes me mad. Because the way he talks is idiotic sometimes, folks. It's frustrating. He can't even communicate properly. He comes out on election night and starts ranting into the mic. Oh, this is a travesty. They're trying to disenfranchise the voter, and they're stealing votes and blah, blah. Doesn't even say what he's talking about. Doesn't say where he's talking about it. Come on. Really? I mean, I support the guy upside down and sideways, but I'm telling you, it's so frustrating. The first piece of advice I would have given him, which would make no difference, is let someone else write your speeches. Because the way he says things, no one gets it. I've said it over and over on the show. He has a ton of intel. I have a friend, like I've said, that is as toppity top top connected as possible. He sat in the Oval Office numerous times, and I've got pictures of him there with four-star generals. And he has said, Kevin, the intel he has is beyond fathom. He doesn't say it. He doesn't come out. Remember, he's like beginning after he gets elected, our phones were tapped, or, you know, or wiretapped. Well, you know, and then CNN's like, oh, he's an old archaic fool. You know, you can't wiretap anymore. It's a different type of technology. Well, that is really relevant. You know, they're not looking at the facts. This has been a disaster from day one. partially because he did character assassinate people who needed it, but man, not overly godly. So, what we saw is him coming to drain the swamp, okay? It's like trying to gut demons from hell. You start tapping on that door and wowie, you've got a massive, massive uprising of evil. And it has overflowed into this nation and the globe, folks. Here's what's terrible. These people have devastated the globe, devastated it economically, devastated it spiritually. They've destroyed, they've caused incredible despair and disparagement, disdain, hate. The Democrats are the party of the D, right? Disparage, disdain. And what do? They depend on doubt. They depend on division. I'm doing the D thing. Destruction. Deception. Right? This is what we're up against. This is now your new president. I guarantee you, folks, they're going to ram Biden in there. This is ugly, ugly, ugly. They're going to, they're talking about kicking Trump out as a trespasser. And I mean, folks, what a beautiful country. Look at this. I mean, I don't know how you've watched the political sports arena over the years. Welcome to Venezuela. Like I said the other day, the United States of Venezuela. We are out to lunch on this. Okay. Let's go fact dribbling. They had this plan all along, one thing after the next. They had this plan starting, they started the counting ballots after Election Day legislation for, you know, eternal vote counting. They did this, and it's ironic. I heard Hannity today say, isn't it wild that the states that they went in and jammed through legislation in the last 90 days are the six states that have become the turning point, the relevant issue? To them, they don't care. They deserve it. Trump's evil. He's rotten. They're right. We're wrong. Nancy Pelosi said that we cannot trust the American voter with Trump's destiny. That's close to what she said. But that's what she said. You can't trust these stupid voters. A bunch of ignorant. You don't know what's going on. They know. They know what's right for you and right for me and right for this and right for that. And I'm now sadly aware that people on that side of the fence are not seeking the truth. They're just disgusted. I told you 70% of people voted against Trump. 70% of people that voted for Biden were voting against Trump. Only 30% were really voting for Biden, okay? Trust me, he didn't win. This is a farce like none ever, okay? So they've been planning this all along. They're brilliant, they're evil, and they're brilliant. What do we say in the Bible? Christ, be as wise as serpents, but as innocent as doves. They got the first part right, because the devil is exactly what that scripture means. It's not it's not an innuendo. It's what it means. So you're supposed to be, wise as serpents. Hang on here. I'll get that going and then I'll keep going. I'll be looking this up. Okay, let's see what we got. Oops. No, behold. Matthew 10. I believe. Let's do this thing. Sorry, guys. I do this all the time. I mean, people always ask, where do you get your information? Where do you do this? I don't prepare. I know it's real shocker. You're like, oh, really? Now that explains everything. I just come up here and I'm in, you know, Coins Plus. We got a studio upstairs. I come up and I wing it. And that's why these shows are like, what the heck's going on there today? because that's exactly what happens. So here we go. Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you out as what? Sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd. Oh, we got a NASB thing. Be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. If we go to the KJV, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Key word there, folks. Two key words. Wise and serpents. So let's do a little Greek pop on that, and then we'll move on. Wise. The Greek is phronimos. Phronimos. What does it mean? Intelligent or wise, prudent, mindful of the truth, the application of knowledge, etc., etc., etc. And it goes on. It's wisdom, my friends. What? The devil has wisdom? Yes, you bet he does. He has been observing us forever, and guess what? He may be evil, but he is God's creation. And he is wise, very wise. We, as far as I know, are the other creation by God that can actually gain, obtain, possess, apply wisdom. And let's do this real quick here. So we got the old keyword serpents. Ophis. The definition is the snake, the serpent, the devil. The serpent, the biblical usage and application of the word means the serpent who deceived Eve, also regarded as the devil. With the ancients, the serpent was the emblem of cunning and wisdom pertaining to the devil. Cunning and wisdom. That is what we're talking about here. Wise, 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 wise. So they're wise. They can be wise, but they don't have the innocent as doves thing or harmless as doves. They've got the destructive, as we've said, to steal. Jesus Christ said, the devil comes to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly, or have abundant life. That's where the transition comes, is that Jesus brings us good. No Jesus, no good. The thief comes. Let's see. Let's do that here real quick, because that's an important one. That's John 10:10. The thief comes what? Only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus says, but I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus wants us to have a good life. That's what he's all about. You listen to people that reject God. I was talking to someone here recently that has flipped the table and they're, you know, down that road. And the devil deceives them. Oh, Christianity is bad and heavy and it's, you know, it's hell and there's a hell. And that is such a pinpoint perception of what Jesus Christ is about. First of all, God created us. Why? Free will experiment. Oh, he's an evil scientist in a lab who wants to see. No, he loves us. He fulfills us. He gives us all kinds of great pleasures. We look at all the things in life that are bad and tough and hard, and it's done by man, okay? I have people all the time telling me. I had someone today text me and say, well, God's still on the throne. You bet your tail he is. But we still have accountability. We are accountable to be good stewards. We're responsible for what's going on. I really believe that Obama was the president we deserved. Trump was the president we needed. He had what it took, man. And now we're getting, wow. This is happening, folks. This is happening. You notice during this whole thing, where's Kamala Harris been? Now, Biden's coming out at 8 Eastern tonight, which is probably right as I end my show. You know what he's going to do. He's going to claim victory. I mean, folks, we're in trouble, man. There are so many bad things that have taken place in this situation. So let's get to them, okay? Let be doing it, right? We got some ground to cover. I better get on it. So it says they made all these changes within the last 90 days, so there's no time to appeal them or change them. They're sending out millions and millions and millions of ballots to everybody everywhere. Project Veritas comes out yesterday. They've got postal workers on video saying, here, I'll give you handfuls of ballots. All the ballots that came back or weren't delivered, here, take a bunch. Get Trump out of office, they're saying. Okay, I want to clarify something, too. They're out on the media saying that Trump said to stop the vote counting on Tuesday night. Wrong, wrong, wrong. He said stop collecting votes. But the media had to say a lie, another lie. Stop the vote counting. He didn't say that. He said to stop the voting, stop accepting ballots. The deadline's come. He knew what was coming. This is what's going on. So they're denying all the rights. If you watch this, they're denying all of the rights for partisans. That means opposing members or members of an opposing party. Partisans to watch signature verification, observation, and accountability. That's the law. They're denying this. They're denying people this. I mean, that's exactly the way that the law is written. Let's see if I can find that. I should have been prepared. So let me keep going if I can find it. Of course, you know, good old left-wing media, that's going to be fair. So, you know, they're tallying the votes and do all this. I probably can't find it because they're, you know, Google's going to cover it all up because they have to. They had they had all kinds of situations where they'd have people that had court orders to be there to watch from a judge being rejected by citizens who know nothing. You know, I saw one video, a couple great big black guys playing security guard. They don't know the law. They have attorneys in one case, 30 attorneys, and they deny them, drive them away. You know, really? Well, yeah, that's what they've been told to do. They were in Pennsylvania in one end of a room the size of a football field, same size as the Philadelphia Convention Center. And they had no one, they wouldn't allow partisans in, and they had no one present to or watching this canvassing process, you know, happening between the hands of the Board of Election employees. The counting, they can't even observe the actual ballot. They made them stand way back. Then they threw them out of the room, and the whole room cheered. I mean, really? This, and it was all young people. They don't get this country, man. Disrespect, baby. I'm so tired of it. You know, the mouth and the trash and the social media has created all of this confirmation bias. It's destructive as can be. So let's get rolling. Fact time. Fairfax, Virginia switched. Okay, this is Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Fairfax, Virginia switched 100,000 votes from Trump to Biden, stating what? A clerical error. Well, wait. They did this while they refused to allow viewing for verification. Wisconsin suddenly discovered, mysteriously discovered, over 112,000 Biden ballots between 3:30 and 4:30 a.m. By the way, these are the six states that make the difference. Delivered, so they see these 112,000 ballots suddenly appear. They've got it on film. They're delivered to the counting area by a single, unsupervised, non-governmental employee in a nondescript van who was carrying them in coolers and suitcases. Wisconsin magically now, tell me if this is a problem, Wisconsin has more votes than registered voters. Is that good? I don't know. Sounds bad to me. But the Democrats had these new laws in the last 90 days blocking and preventing all viewing for accountability and verification. They're very smart. They know that they're going to do whatever they want. It's an extreme case of, you know, the saying, better to seek forgiveness than permission. You know, in some cases, people use that philosophy. Well, this case, they're like, well, if we do it, we win, sue us. We'll be sitting in the White House controlling that lawsuit, too. So they have more votes than voters. Nevada, they've strung this thing out forever. This is where they've got postal workers on video claiming all kinds of fraud, throwing out ballots. They've got them handing out blank ballots for people to fill out. They've got all, guys on come forward, whistleblowers, saying that they're, you know, shift supervisor or whatever they are in the post office is telling them to bring in ballots that come in after the vote is ended, 8 p.m. Tuesday, and to backdate them. So that when they're coming in on Wednesday into the ballot boxes, backdate them to Tuesday. Multiple employees came out claiming this and went on record. Michigan, get this. Overnight, they gained 138,339 ballots for Biden since they stopped counting. And guess how many for Trump? Zip. Trump had a lead of 700,000 votes in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania. Oh, now he's losing? This is... Folks, they've absolutely stacked it. You know, they want to stack the court. They stack the ballots. They're cheating, lying. This country's being overthrown. And here's what's terrible. There's no place to go, folks. They've systematically destroyed the globe. Trump had a very sizable leads in all the major six states. And then all of these six states... simultaneously at the same time, that's what simultaneously means, right? Simultaneously decided to stop counting ballots on election night. Unheard of. Never, ever happened before. They've always rushed to the conclusion because it matters. You've got all these people that have volunteered to count votes. You got the Attorney General of the state of Pennsylvania that says, when we're done counting these ballots, I guarantee Trump will lose. The other gal, I can't remember who it was, she said putting the name president in front of the name Trump is a disgrace to the office of president and things like that. I mean, these are the people overseeing the ballot counting. We're in trouble, folks. Bad. Where is this going? Are you ready? I mean, I'm at a point now where I'm like, okay, how much do we take? Where does it end? Nazi Germany? People are like, oh, you're crazy, Kevin. You're just a radical. You're an alarmist. Okay, I'm a radical alarmist. You better be ready because this is ugly stuff. You've got the most radical nut jobs ever. Now, they're going to pack the White House with AOC, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, weekend at Biden's when he's just kind of looking up in the air, spaced out, doesn't know if he's coming or going. You just elected or were stolen by Jill Biden and Kamala Harris. I was saying a minute ago, you haven't heard a word from Kamala since the election. Why? Because she's a corrupt person, but she's been a prosecutor. She's probably prosecuted voter fraud. She knows they're conducting voter fraud. She's shutting her mouth. But you know what? You look back at what's happened in the past with Obama and Susan Rice and all this, doesn't matter. They get away with it all. They just get away. Doesn't matter, folks. This is America. Welcome to the land of the free and the home of the brave. Justice. The Justice Department's a farce. Where's Bill Barr? You know, he starts all these, he comes out, he's going to do this, he's going to do that, and he starts on these investigations. What do you get? You get a bunch of empty nothing. There's no one, you know, and everybody wants their, you know, the other party, lock them up, lock them up. I mean, oh, goodness. How about this? Do you want them real? This is a positive motivational thing. I should, whew, sorry. So anyway, Trump had this sizable lead in all the states, and then they decided simultaneously to stop counting ballots all at the same time. Never heard of before, ever. So I like this one. I think I can't remember what city this was in. They moved all the ballots. I can't remember. Maybe Wisconsin? I don't know. Or Michigan. They moved all the ballots by vehicles to another nearby location. It was, they said, at best, a 10 to 15 minute drive. It's a 10 to 15 minute drive, but somehow it took the three drivers 3.5 to 5 hours each to drive a few miles. They all these areas have blue strongholds. If you don't know, blue is Dem, red is Republican. So then we get the CEO of Twitter, CEO Psycho Jack, whatever his name is, the guy's nuts. He looks like he's the rescued Iranian hostage lookalike. He literally, you got to go look at this guy. He looks like he's a Iranian hostage that just got rescued. He just has this look on his eyes like he doesn't know. I mean, the guy is terrible. It's like, whatever, dude. You are one fortunate individual. You talk about election tampering between these social media companies, CNN and all this. Maybe I'm just biased and skewed, I guess. They did more than any Russians or Chinese have ever done. Putin came out and said, I don't need to do anything. You guys are doing it to yourselves. What a farce to take a man down, just destroy the country. The father, the duly elected father of our country, it's like a spoiled brat teenager that won't accept the authority of his father, and he's just running around, you know, busting things and throwing tantrums and, you know, attacking him, and if he could kill him, he would. I mean, this is what's going on here, folks. It's ugly stuff. It's all a projection of the moral decay and decline of this country. If you'd have seen these people in the counting buildings yelling at the people that had every right to be there, I've just never seen like this. So, Psycho Twitter Jack, the rescued Iranian hostage lookalike, had to throw that in there again. He proceeded to delete what I would consider to be nationally imperative tweets of our current sitting United States president on election night, Donald Trump. I mean, they put out, you know, warning, disclaimer, his information's not, you know, come on. The president of the United States, zero respect. Like, they have a right to do that. What do they know? Do they know more than the president of the United States? I will tell you, Trump's limited vocabulary and inability to articulate is his ultimate downfall. The name calling and all that stuff. I mean, he used it in the election, and he's got an odd sense of humor. It's kind of dry. People don't necessarily catch it. He's a lot smarter than he talks. His words are limited. I mean, he uses like over and over fourth grade words. I'm sorry, but I'm being honest. The two things that I have had frustration with is that, and the deficit spending has been quite the experience as well. So so Crazy Jacket Twitter shuts down this stuff. The sitting president's tweets, can you imagine? He needs to communicate that way. Let him communicate what he wants. He knows more than you do, hopefully. That, I mean, it's unquestionable election tampering and interference. And he's going to get locked up and goaded. No, see, just kidding. Nothing will happen. Nothing. Nothing. They're hiding behind Section 230. 1995, FBI. You know, you get some blog where some guy's talking about doing something bad or whatever, and the FBI gets a law passed. Hey, you're accountable. You know, you're a media format for technically free speech, an open format. You're accountable. You're accountable for what people say on there. You need to delete it and clean it out. I agree if it's vulgar and foul. And notably offensive, not offensive because they say abortion's killing a baby. Oh, that's not scientifically proven. They showed on Twitter. Twitter's blocked those statements. Do you know Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, posted quotes from the Constitution? Alan Dershowitz, the head of the law department at Harvard, who was a lefty, still kind of is, he's obviously Jewish, but he's got common sense, said that Senator Ted Cruz was the best student he'd ever seen in law. Ted Cruz comes out, quotes the Constitution, Twitter and Facebook block it, shut it down, pull it, right? Nice, right? This is, you don't think this is election tampering, folks? We need to be calling people. You need to be calling the senators of these other states. What are you going to do? We need to get people off Twitter. I mean, this stuff's ridiculous. Facebook. I talk to people about the mess on Facebook, and they're on like, well, I'm going to go on Facebook, and I'm going to post something about what they did, you know? And, I mean, it's just like, yeah, that's, it's like the... It's the conduit of free speech. I will agree. If they're going to remain that way, well, we would have repealed Section 230, but not now. We've got the entire State Department behind it. Think of that. Now you got Biden and all these whack jobs in office. We've been hijacked brutally. Politically active social media sites have abused, and then they hide behind this Section 230, 1995 misguided law, to crush free speech, the free speech rights of those they disagree with. So Lee Joe, whoever that, I mean, that's a weird name, a guy out in Idaho, was running for District 16 Senate seat in Idaho. And he stated so on his Facebook account profile. He's had his account deleted from Facebook twice in the last 30 days, most recently 4 days before the election on the previous, actually it was more than 4 days, I think it was Wednesday or so, less than a week before the election. So the first time they pulled it down, they said it was by accident, right? He's obviously conservative. Then his Facebook site was removed and they destroyed the site. Here is the disclaimer they put in place of the destroyed site. This site was removed for questionable or unverified claims. And then it says, or, in huge brackets, insensitivity to competing views. Really? Is this America? This site was removed for questionable or unverified claims or insensitivity to competing views. Insensitivity to competing views. That means you went and you spoke your opinion and it offended somebody. You should know better than that. You know, come on. You got to get on board here. You got to learn all the liberal stuff. You know, you got to be politically correct. Come on. This destruction for this gentleman, I read, requires, I don't know that he did it, a complete Facebook site rebuild and reconstruction, and he was supposed to get it all done within less than 1 week to election. All of, you know, all the notes and messages and pictures and support from people, all that's gone. Goodbye. That's obviously another egregious example of trying to take down a duly elected official or trying to prevent, and they've done it, you know, they've done the same thing to Trump. I was listening to Trump Jr. They were bringing down Trump's site on Facebook. They did this to all kinds of conservatives. There's no historical precedent that they ever have. So here we are, folks. What's next? Do you just keep hoping? And, you know, we're praying, you know, but like my friend who texted me and said, well, God's still on the throne. I agree. Wholeheartedly, I agree. But we got responsibilities too. I'm telling you, these people are going crazy in the streets this whole time, the destruction method. Where are we? So North Carolina had 100% of its precincts counted with Trump in the clear lead, and they still refuse to call the race pending, quote, an independent investigation to verify Trump did not hire people to corrupt the results. And how about the water pipe that busted just as Trump pulled ahead in Georgia County, rendering a large group of ballots unreadable, and then they were unable to complete the ballots, and then they had to move them to a new site, and so on. You get the picture? There was over 1 million Biden votes delivered to be added nationally, and Trump didn't gain one single vote. So overnight, Biden gained over 1 million votes, and Trump got not one in these 6 states. Are you getting this yet? You know how many people, well, I'll finish this, is like, I mean, how dumb have we, you remember Hillary called us the deplorables? Yep. How dumb are we? Apparently dumb. We sit back. What are we doing? I mean, seriously, folks, I'm doing what I can a little bit, I guess, but when does this stop? How does it stop? This is it. This is the coup. This is the most radical left-wing overtake of everything. I mean, it's nuts. Oh, free college, the whole thing. Can you imagine? We will hold the Senate for a while. Man, people got to wake up and realize what in the heck they're doing when they cast that vote. It's crazy. Per Obama, when I said, how dumb have the deplorables become? You remember Obama? We're clinging to our Bible, guns, and religion. I guess he's right. He wins, right? Is that what it looks like? I know I sound hopeless, but folks, I'm telling you, God's in control, but he wants us to act. We're his people. I hope not one of you out there is, you know, has had opportunity to do something and hasn't done it. That's when James says, he who knows what's right to do but fails to do it, for him it's a sin. So they're coming at this from every possible angle, and they're good. These scandals and conspiracies, they're not only intentionally overlooked, but they're covered up by the left-wing, deep state-controlled media. America's running the most corrupt elections in the Western world while embracing radical socialists. We've got activists that are burning our cities, killing our cops. We've even got legal law, you know, it's basically corporate law. It's not criminal law. Our courts are messed up. A lot of our cops' jobs, their tax collectors, are out ticket, 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 you know, generating revenue. I mean, we've slipped and fallen. I love cops. I'm behind them. But, I mean, there's, you know, I'm sure they'd rather be solving crimes. I'd hope. We need to stand with our president and refuse to accept this injustice. We need to be loud, and we need to be strong. The media won't even give us coverage. Now's the time to step up and stand our ground, folks. We need to go where and when we're needed to protest this deceptive act. It's a Cuban-Venezuelan-style coup, right? There was thousands of Cuban-Americans that congregated in Florida on election night. Their desire, they said, was to educate and raise American awareness of the chronological parallels between Cuba's fall and America's current path. The 3,000-plus Cuban-Americans received a media blackout, while 15 to 20 masked and black-clothed BLM members who were vandalizing and burning everything available received 37 minutes of footage and coverage on CNN and 18 minutes on MSNBC. 70% of Biden voters state that they're voting against Trump. 30% say they're voting for Trump. Being against something is a negative motivator. 30% are for Biden. They're motivated against something. They've been agitated. This is how you create coups. This is how you create war. This is how you create genocide. You make people hate people. And you got to think for yourself. You got to captivate your mind. I've watched young kids, even in their young 30s, get into this social media and college and 20s, whatever. And they get brainwashed, and pretty soon they think they're intellectual. They want to fit in. It's terrible, in my opinion. You know, they're choosing personality over performance. Why can't he be more like a politician and sedate us? This is what they think. Sedate us with his lines of disingenuous deception like all the other con men in our government. They want Trump to be a politician. Has any man truly endured more abuse on this earth than President Donald Trump? Because he isn't like the 99.99997% of the rest of us who could never be him. We could never be president. We sure couldn't do what he's done. We criticize him and exercise our easily offended cancel culture piety and look down our nose in judgment and disapproval of the man who is truly fighting to accomplish more than all modern era presidents combined. You should see Trump's go to the White House or government, or whatever, whitehouse.gov, and look at the list of his accomplishments. It's insane. We need to be very careful what we wish for in the spirit of condemnation, hate, and repudiation. We need to seek the truth no matter how it makes us feel, okay? Biden's got this corrupt family. We've got the internet against us, against Trump and against the conservative. We got the media and the social media. And, you know, it goes on and on and on like this. The repudiation was Van Jones on CNN crying again. Oh, I'm so sad. I was hoping that it would be a bigger landslide just to repudiate Trump and show him how bad we hate him. It's like hate, hate, hate. These are black people. Well, aren't you fed up with hate? Haven't you had enough? That's what you're saying. This stuff has been fed too much, too long. It's got to come to an end, folks. Jesus Christ says love. Paul says love, you know, love is patient, kind, and all that, fruits of the Spirit. That's the key to this nation, Judeo-Christian roots and foundation. Worked well for a while, but then people go, well, what about this and that? Well, there's always, we're human, right? And I'll tell you folks right now, in all sincerity, whatever happens, it's going to get nutty. And I'm telling you, I don't think I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, there's never been a time that you should be in metals like now. We're facing hyperinflation. The globe's coming apart. And I'm sorry to talk like this. I know it sounds crazy, but it's tough stuff, man. You really do need to transfer your wealth into hard assets. Do it for a while. Get it out of paper. You think that sucker's going to stand? Man, you start this stuff and you're going to see an unraveling. And when the market moves down, goodbye. You won't even believe it. It goes up forever and ever. Tick, 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 tick. I've watched this stuff for decades. I've been in the money business. When it goes down, it is a free fall. you're going to want medals. This is, you know, the medals roared during Obama, and he's nothing compared to what we're walking into now. You need to protect yourself. You also need to be able to protect yourself with arms. You need to give us a call. Get yourself secured, 444-0044. Get in here. Get some precious metals. Get it going. Protect yourself. Have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. We can also do three nice five-star reviews on different sites online. Get two nice Morgans. Take care. God bless. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.